经文取自《四世纪》第十九章第一节到十七节。
Judges chapter 19, verse 1 to 15. I'll read in English. You can read the Chinese on the PowerPoint.
四世纪第十九章一节到十五节。
In those days, Israel had no king. Now a Levite who lived in a remote area in the hill country of Ephraim took a concubine from Bethlehem in Judah. But she was afraid, she was unfaithful to him. She left him and went back to her father's house in Bethlehem, Judah. After she had been there 4 months, her husband went to her to persuade her to return. She had with him his servant and 2 donkeys. She took him to her father's house, and when her father saw him, he gladly welcomed him. His father-in-law, the girl's father, prevailed upon him to stay. So he remained with him 3 days, eating and drinking and sleeping there. On the 4th day, they got up early, and he prepared to leave. But the girl's father said to his son-in-law, "Refresh yourself with something to eat, then you can go." So the 2 of them sat down to eat, drink together. Afterwards, the girl's father said, "Please stay tonight and enjoy yourself." And when the man got up to go, his father-in-law persuaded him, so he stayed there that night. On the morning of the 5th day, when he rose to go, the girl's father said, "Refresh yourself, wait until afternoon." So the 2 of them ate together. Then when the man with his concubine and his servant got up to leave, his father-in-law, the girl's father, said, "Now look, it is almost evening. Spend the night here. The day is nearly over. Stay and enjoy yourself. Early tomorrow morning, you can get up and be on your way home." But unwilling to stay another night, the man left and went towards Jebus, that is Jerusalem, with his 2 saddled donkeys and his concubine. When they were near Jebus and the day was almost gone, the servant said to his master, "Come, let us stop at this city of the Jebusites and spend the night." His master replied, "No, we will not go to an alien city whose people are not Israelites. We will go on to Gibeah." He said, "Come, let us try to reach Gibeah and Ramah and spend the night in one of those places." So they went on, and the sun set as they near Gibeah in Benjamin. There they stopped to spend the night. They went and sat in the city square, but no one took them into his home for the night. 3 rabbis were having a discussion on a particularly difficult moral conundrum.
3位拉比在讨论那复杂难搞的道德问题。
So Rabbi 1 was taking a contrary position to Rabbi 2 and 3.
第一位拉比他的立场与其他二人相反的。
So Rabbi 1 was pretty sure that he's right.
但相信他自己是对的。
But he's unable to overcome the stubbornness of his 2 otherwise esteemed colleagues.
但是没有办法说服另外两个人。
So this Rabbi 1 turned to God.
他就转求上帝。
God, it's a beautiful sunny day. Please let the clouds form so that they see that I'm right.
神啊，你看到这个阳光普照的一天，请你让乌云出现，好证实我是对的。
And suddenly, clouds form out of the clear blue sky.
那突然间呢，原本啊灿烂的天就出现了乌云。
But the other rabbis were unimpressed.
但其他两个他们却无动于衷。
After all, clouds can form for all kinds of reasons.
毕竟乌云可以偶尔出现的。
There's no need to suppose that God is involved.
未必就是神的作为。
So Rabbi 1 appeals again.
这位拉比又在求神。
Oh God, let lightning strike on that tree to prove that I'm right.
神啊，请你用那个雷电啊击打对面那棵树吧。
And surely lightning struck the tree.
果然啊，那棵树就被劈中。
But the other rabbis were still unimpressed.
但是那两位同伴还是无动于衷。
They said, "Well, hey, we have clouds. Why shouldn't we expect lightning?"
他们说，既然有乌云，为什么不可以有雷电呢？
And finally, the rabbi makes the ultimate appeal.
最后这个拉比就做了最终的那个恳求。
Oh God, please reveal yourself to us so that they might understand that I am right.
神啊，求你亲自显明吧，好叫他们知道我是对的。
And God descends from wherever he resides, and the other two rabbis have no doubt whatsoever that this is indeed the one and true God.
神就降临了，而这两个人呢，就毫无疑问的知道这是独一的真神。
And God says he is right.
神就是说他是对的。
And the other two rabbis look at one each other and shouted in unison.
结果他们两个呢，对看了就说
Well, that's two to two. So what?
两票对两票，看你怎么样呢？
Now, this is a joke I once shared in my teaching to the youth on God's laws.
这是一则笑话，我曾经在教导青少年关于神的律法的时候说过。
Now, it functions as a joke because the punchline has this shock value that God's voice only counts as one vote in an argument.
这是一个笑话，它的笑点，它的震撼力是说神也只算是一票而已。
So when you think about it, well, it isn't really that shocking.
其实仔细一想，也不那么奇怪。
We live in a world today where individualism and personal rights, this is the predominant ideology.
我们今天处在这个世界里呢，个人主义还有人权已经成为主导的意识形态。
We believe that we have a say on what is right and wrong.
我们相信人人都有权来决定对跟错。
So even if God is to appear personally and state what his will is,
即使是神亲自出面来说明自己的旨意，
I believe the response of many is likely to say, so what God, that's just your opinion.
很多人的反应也许也是这样，这又如何呢？神啊，这只是你的观点罢了。
In today's world, God's will is only one of the many considerations in our decision making.
今天神的旨意只是作为抉择的众多考量之一而已。
And this is the topic I want to touch on today, the concept of God's morality and its implication for us today.
这也是今天我要谈的课题，就是神的道德准则还有它的含义。
The situation in our story today is quite similar.
今天的故事呢，情形是蛮熟悉的。
The story begins in chapter 19 and ends in chapter 21 with one same phrase, which is, in those days, Israel had no king.
故事在19章开始，21章结束，用同一句话来做开场白和结束，就是说，那时以色列中没有王。
And the implication from that line is that everyone did as he saw fit.
那句话的结果呢，就是个人任意而行。
Therefore, it's not a matter of these people, they are not being moral or not being religious. It's not this matter.
这并非说当时的人不道德或者不属灵。
In fact, when we analyze their way of decision making into their actions, we see that they are trying to be moral and religious.
其实当我们去分析他们如何做决定的时候，我们可以看出他们其实是尝试行出道德和敬虔。
And this is why we see Michael hiring the Levite as his priest when he wants to construct his shrine and idols.
所以这个弥迦他就雇用了利未人在他的家中作为祭司。
And this is why, also why when we see that when the tribe of Dan, they tried to attack Laish, they tried to ask the same priest before going.
这也为什么丹族他们在攻打拉伊的时候，他们先去问神，先去问这个祭司神的心意。
So it's not a matter of these people not being religious or moral.
所以问题不是说这些人不道德或者没有信仰。
The problem is that they were merely being moral and religious by their own subjective standards.
问题是无论他们的道德或者信仰，都是凭个人的准则来行事。
So despite the best of their intentions, their actions eventually had nothing to do with God's actual wishes.
所以纵使有好的目的，但是他们的行为始终是与神的心意没有关系。
What they are doing here is they were being their own judge of what is right and wrong.
他们自己决定对错。
They were merely following their own wishes. On how to worship God.
他们按自己的心意敬拜神。
They were being moral and religious based on their own standards.
他们行道德、行信仰是靠着自己的行为、自己的准则。
Everyone did as he saw fit.
个人任意而行。
Now, I think this is the ultimate blatant irony that we see throughout the book of Judges.
这就是最大的讽刺，贯穿了整本士师记。
That they were living in a time of judges.
即使他们居住的时代称为士师，有士师判断的时代。
But despite the time that it was a time of judges, there weren't anyone who is responsible for discerning what is right and wrong.
在那样的时代，却没有人去判断对错。
In a time of judges, there weren't actually any judge. Everyone judged according to his own eyes.
士师的时代，却没有人做士师应该做的判断的责任。
And I think this is the implication from the repeated statement.
而这层含义呢，就在这重复的句子出现了。
That in those days, Israel had no king.
在那些时日，以色列中没有王。
Now on the surface, this seems to be referring to the lack of a monarchical political system.
表面上，这似乎在说没有君王体制的一个政治体系。
There was no king to enforce the laws.
没有君王来执行律法。
There was no official authority to work out a legal system to solve all the injustices.
没有正式的权威，没有司法制度去解决不公义的事情。
On the surface, it looked like, it's talking about a lack of a monarchical system.
看起来好像在说这里没有一个君王的体制。
But if you have been following the story from creation to Exodus to finally the conquest of Canaan,
但如果你一直在追随着这个故事，从创世纪到出埃及记到以色列人进入征服迦南地，
you will realize that you don't need a monarchy to have a king.
你就会发现你未必需要有一个君王来需来要有要你并不需要有一个君王的制度。
And I say again that you don't need a monarchy to have a king.
你并不需要有一个君王制度来有一个君王。
God is the king of Israel who is sovereign over all things.
神就是以色列也是万有的王。
That is the thing that you would discover if you were studying the story of Israel so far.
如果你是这样贯穿的来念以色列人的故事的话，
God is the king of Israel.
神就是以色列的王。
And therefore, this should be a key concept for all Israelites because this is precisely how God reveals himself. He reveals himself as the king over all.
这也是以色列众子民应当持有的理念，因为这是神如何向他们显示的。
God is always in control, and he is the implied king of Israel.
上帝始终掌管一切，他也是不容置疑的王。
We see the same message in the book of Daniel, and it is a time where the kings of Israel and Judah have fallen to foreign powers.
我们在但以理书的时候也看到这样的信息，而在但以理的时代呢，犹大王、以色列，通通的王都灭亡了。
So despite the destruction of the monarchy by all these foreign empires, in the book of Daniel, we see again that God is still king. He is sovereign over all.
所以纵使君王制已经不存在了，但是耶和华仍旧是掌管万有的王。
God is always king of Israel and beyond.
耶和华始终是以色列和万有的君王。
So when we read this summary and repeated statement that in those days Israel had no king, there should be an immediate response.
所以当我们读这句话，这个重复的话说，那些日子里面以色列没有君王。
Our immediate response should be, what is going on? Isn't God their king?
我们即刻的反应就会说，怎么回事呢？难道神不是他们的君王吗？
In those days, isn't God their king?
在那日子，难道神不是他们的君王吗？
Today, as we come to this final stretch in the book of Judges,
今天我们来到四世纪最后一段。
I think it's a very fitting conclusion that we end with this story that is described as one of the most gruesome one in the entire Bible.
作为整本书的总结，我觉得很恰当，因为这是一个整本圣经最恐怖的一个故事。
As we follow the study from Judges to Judges to Judges, we see and observe this downward spiral in terms of the spirituality of the Israelites.
当我们在追溯着这些众师师们的故事，我们不难发现以色列的灵命已经每况日下。
And in the end, it ends with this statement that in those days, Israel had no king.
而最后以这句话来结束，在那些日子，以色列没有王。
Saying this is almost as if it's saying that God is no longer there. God is gone.
似乎在说明了说神是真正的离开了。
And in the presence and in the absence of God, is describing this is what people, man has become.
而在没有神的状况呢，却是这样的景象。
Take note here that I'm referring to the godlessness of the people.
请注意，我这里呢是形容说这些子民没有神。
When I'm referring to the godlessness of the people, I'm not referring to the modern atheists.
我不是在指今时的那些无神论者。
I'm not saying here, therefore, that the atheists are immoral or their behavior is anything like described in the horrible details in this story.
我不是在说无神论者他们不道德或者他们的言行像今天的故事那样的可怕。
Indeed, in today's world, atheists, they are taking ownership of their own morality, and this has sometimes proven to be even more moral than many Christians I know.
其实今天很多的无神论者，他们为自己的道德观来负责，往往比许多的信徒更出色。
So this has nothing to do with modern atheism or people of other religion.
所以这无关于无神论者或者信奉其他信仰的人。
On the other hand,In moving further and further away from God, we do have a historical evidence of a people that eventually resulted in anarchy.
乃是说，当人偏离神越来越远的时候，这里有一个历史的为证，人群将沦落到这样无法无天、混乱的局面。
And here we have evidence of a people that just did whatever they think is right.
这是一个历史的证明，让我们看到人人任意而行。
Interestingly, these people, they believe in the existence of God.
这些人他们确实是相信神的存在。
But the way they exercise their faith, it is as if they themselves is God.
但他们活出信仰呢，是把自己当成神。
This is true godlessness.
这才是真正的无神的境界。
Now, we observe this already in the introduction of our today's story.
我们在故事的开场就已经见识了。
The Levites, they are supposed to be the chosen spiritual leaders of the Israelites.
利未人呢，原本是蒙神拣选作为以色列的属灵领袖。
The Levites are set apart for the holy purpose of mediating between God and the Israelites.
他们分别为圣，作为神与子民的中介。
But there is nothing holy about this Levite that in today's story.
但这个故事里的利未人根本不圣洁。
It starts with suggesting that he has this marriage to a concubine, which may suggest that perhaps he already has another wife.
他娶了妾，就表示他已经有妻室了。
And the concubine later betrayed him and went back to her father's house.
而这个妾离开他，回到父亲的家里。
The NIV translation here is that she is unfaithful, but I believe this is a bit too strong.
中英文的翻译说这个妾行淫，但我认为这是太强烈了。
If you were to refer to the actual Hebrew, basically it's saying that they had a quarrel.
原文比较公平的形容是说夫妻俩争吵。
And if we were to judge by the actions of the Levite later to go and win back this woman, actually we can conclude that actually it is the man, this Levite, who has done something wrong.
利未人后来是动身去找回他，劝回他，所以我们可以猜想，也许是他自己先做错了什么，惹到妻子生气。
Was he unfaithful being with yet another woman?
是否他自己不忠于而有了另外一个女人呢
？Was he treating this concubine very badly?
还是他亏待了这个妾
？I believe that it is the latter one.
我个人认为是他亏待了妾。
And we can guess this from what later happened in the story.
因为后来发生的事情。
To say that this guy is a jerk is to put it too lightly.
说这家伙是混账，就是太轻易了。
If you were to read on with the story, this guy has serious issues with how he views women.
你读下去，你可以看到他对待女人的观点是何等的可怕。
And even after she left him, he takes 4 months to think about going back to win her.
即使这个妾离开了，他还需要4个月后才想回要劝回他。
It's as if he's expecting her to come back by herself.
似乎认为他自己应该爬回来。
That should be a shock to any marriage counselor.
这对什么婚姻辅导员都觉得很头痛的。
But the biggest problem here is not really the moral laxity of the spiritual leadership as represented by this Levite.
但是这里最大的问题不是说属灵领袖的不道德或者他们的贪婪。
The core issue here.Is the issue of hospitality.
这里的主题呢是讲到款待外人。
Now in the ancient days, there are 2 ways we can check on the moral health of a community.
在古时代，群体的道德程度可以用2个准则来衡量。
The first type of moral check is to check on how they treat the widows and orphans in their community.
第一，看他们如何对待当中的孤儿寡妇。
This is because in a patriarchal society, only the man has the ability to make a living.
在这个以男人为主宰的社会里，唯有男人可以工作。
And therefore, the widows and the orphans, they have no men in their family. They are the most vulnerable ones in a community.
所以孤儿寡妇在经济上是最弱的、最无助的群体。
So a moral and just society will make sure that they have a proper system to take care of all the widows and orphans in their community.
一个有道德、有公义的社会，他们会确保当中的孤儿寡妇得到照顾。
This is the first type of moral checkup.
这是第一个的准则。
The second type of moral checkup that we can do to check on the moral standards of a community is to check on how they treat strangers.
第二个衡量的准则是他们如何去接待寄居在他们当中的外人。
Now the issue here is not so much about economy, but more about security.
事关不是道德，事关是在于安全。
Now in a time, this was a time where one's own protection has to do with the community that he belongs to.
在那古时代，个人的安危、个人的保护取自所属于的群体。
And therefore, being a foreigner, a traveler to a foreign land,They are very vulnerable to attacks from hostile people or from other types of danger.
所以一个寄居在外地的客旅，他身在异地，他很容易遭受到坏人的侵犯。
They could be robbed by bandits or they are simply killed because of xenophobic racist sentiments.
譬如被强盗打劫，或者被排外的族人杀害。
So a moral and just society will make sure that warmth and equal treatment is being extended to a stranger whenever reasonably possible.
所以一个有道德、有公义的社会，它会确保外人在他们当中享有温暖、公平的对待。
In the passage today, we see that it is the second moral checkup that the Israelites has failed here.
在今早的经文，我们看到就是这个第二个准则，款待他人这个准则上，以色列人失败了。
We know that the issue here is hospitality, because interestingly, what the writer did was the writer has included the Levite's father-in-law as a foil of against the Israelites in telling the story.
事情的关键是款待，而作者也加入了利未人的岳父来点出这一点。
Now, in a way, the father-in-law's actions of hospitality, they were being exaggerated to the point of almost being comical to the reader.
这个岳父他的行为，他的款待是太夸张了，到了一个滑稽的地步。
Here we have this father-in-law of a, here we have this father of a daughter who is being very badly mistreated by the husband.
他的女儿被丈夫狠狠地亏待。
I can tell you honestly, anybody who is being such a jerk to my own daughter will be thankful just to stay alive.
哪个混蛋敢这样对我的宝贝女儿，我就要你好看。
Yet we are told here that this father welcomed the Levite gladly and received him for 3 days.
那我们却看到这个父亲是热情的欢迎这个利未人，也接待他三天。
And on the morning of the 4th day, he insisted that they eat and drink before leaving.
到了第四天，还坚持再吃喝一番，再走。
And this hospitality is so warm, the breakfast is so good that it became too late to leave.
而这个接待也太热情了，结果就太晚了，又不能走。
And he invited them to stay again, for the 4th night.
就强留他们再多住一晚。
And on the morning of the 5th day.
到了第五日早晨
，He again insisted that they eat and drink before leaving.
又强留他又吃又喝。
And again, this hospitality is so good that the breakfast lasted all the way to evening.
结果款待太好了，早餐也变晚餐了。
This guy's hospitality is so good, he thinks he's opening Hotel California.
这家伙的款待功夫太一流了，好比在开旅馆。
You can check out any time, but you can never leave.
一直不能让人走。
Once again, the Levite tries to leave on the 5th day, but the father-in-law insists that they stay another night.
利未人再一次起身要走，而这个岳父又坚持要他多留一晚。
Now at this point in time, the Levite imagined that the next day will be just the same.
这个人呢，他就怕夜长梦多了。
And therefore he leaves despite the lateness.
所以虽然已经晚了，他也坚持要走。
Now the comical situation, therefore, now at this point becomes a very perfect plot device to set up this scenario, because he's going to leave late and then he's not going to reach home in time. It becomes a very perfect scenario where we can observe the hospitality of the Israelites now towards a stranger.
这个很滑稽的情节呢，是一个很完美的布局，让我们看到接下来我们怎么样去查验以色列人，他们怎么样去接待陌生人。
We can observe what is proper hospitality towards we have observed so far from the Levite's father-in-law, what is proper hospitality towards somebody you know, and there, because it has been demonstrated perhaps too well.
从这个岳父身上，我们能够见证的，如何去接待我们相熟的人。
And now is a moment of truth where we see if they can practice the same equal treatment towards somebody that they don't know, towards a stranger.
这时呢，我们就要见证他们是否能够以同样热情的方式来款待不相熟的人。
But the result we read at the end of today's passage is total failure.
而我们读到的结果呢，就是彻底的失败。
The group stopped to spend the night in Gibeah, which is an Israelite town in Benjamin.
这夫妻俩他们在基比叶过夜，那里是便雅悯人居住的地方。
But as they sat in the city square,
然而他们却坐在城里的街上。
No one took them home for the night.
因为没有人接他们进家里住。
I think this is especially disappointing because there are clear Israelite laws teaching about the proper treatments of strangers.
这实在是很可悲的，因为在以色列呢，有律法来清楚地交代要如何对待寄居的。
You shall neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
不可以归附寄居的，也不可以欺压他，因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的。
You shall not oppress a stranger, for you know the hearts of a stranger, because you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
你不可以欺压寄居的，因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的，知道寄居的心理。
And if a stranger sojourn with you in your land, you shall not vex him.
若有外人在你们国中和你们同居，就不可以欺负他。
But the stranger that dwells with you shall be as unto you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
和你们同居的外人，你们要看他们如本地人一样，并要爱他如己，因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的。
And these are just four laws that you can find many passages in Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Leviticus. Just four of the many passages, laws that tells you how to treat a stranger right.
在摩西五经里有许许多多的同样的这样的经文来教导你们要怎么样去对待寄居的人。
And we see here that the hospitality.That is being set here is not just done to set a very high moral standard.
这里看到款待他人不单只是一个道德准则。
We see here when the laws are being stated, it is also tied closely to the identity of being an Israelite.
这个价值观是以以色列人主要的身份分不开的。
Who are the Israelites? They were once also strangers in the land of Egypt.
以色列人是谁呢？他们是曾经也是寄居的外人。
So they of all people, they must do this right.
所以他们更加应该知道如何去行。
Because they should identify most closely with the insecurities of being a stranger.
因为他们自己亲身体会过寄居者的不安。
And yet in the passage today, we see that the Benjamites in Gibeah, they have failed this test miserably.
然而在今天的经文里就看到基比亚的便雅悯人他们失败了。
So what is the conclusion to this?
结论是什么呢？
There is something very revealing in the exchange between the servant and the Levite.
利未人和他仆人的对话很有意思。
The servant suggests to go to Jebus, the land of the Jebusites, to spend the night.
仆人向他提议说我们到耶布斯人的城市里去过夜吧。
Why do they have this exchange? Very interesting. The Levite then insists on Gibeah or Ramah because Jebus is an alien city and the people there are not Israelites.
利未人却坚持选择说要去基比亚或者去拉玛。他说因为耶布斯不是以色列人住的城市。
So underlying this exchange is therefore a very important assumption.
所以这里头有一个重要的假设。
And this assumption is that Israelite cities are supposed to be different from alien cities.
这里呢，就是以色列人的城市应该与迦南人的城市有所不同。
This is the very important assumption. Why? Because the whole point of God setting up this kingdom of Israel in Canaan is to show the difference.
这个差别很重要，因为这就是以色列神在迦南地设立以色列国的旨意。
The whole point of God doing this is because the Israelites, they are supposed to be a beacon of light, showing to the whole land of Canaan and beyond what the will of God is.
神把以色列人放在迦南，就是要他们成为一个指引的光，彰显神的旨意。
And God has given them laws just to show what true justice means.
神赐下了律法，让人知道公义是什么。
And this includes treating a stranger right.
而这也包括如何去对待寄居的人。
But the Benjamites, in failing this test of hospitality, has done just the reverse.
但便雅悯人却失败了。
They have shown the reality in the end that Israelite cities are just no different from all the other Canaanite cities.
他们的行为在款待的事情上，让我们见证了他以色列人的城市与外邦人的城市其实没有什么差异的。
And the sad reality is that going to Gibeah in the end is no better than going to Jebus, the land of the Jebusites.
到头来去基比亚过夜，倒不如去耶布斯过夜。
Today we also live in a time of no kings.
今天我们也活在一个没有君王的时代。
We can also be thankful that we also do not live in a theocracy where religion is mixed up with politics.
感谢主，我们也活在一个体制，信仰与政治是分开的。
But we do not need a monarchy in order to know who is king.
然而我们不需要有君王制才能够明白谁是真正的君王。
We do not need legislated laws to express the core of our Christian ethics.
我们不需要法律来教我们如何去体现基督教的道德精华。
Why? Because Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount has brought this wonderful vision for all of us.
因为主耶稣在登山宝训已经将这个意象讲明了。
Jesus is the eternal King.To all who profess to be his followers.
对于跟随耶稣的人，主耶稣是永恒的君王。
And in this kingdom, the kingdom of God, it is not the letter of the law that allows us. It's not about the letter of laws that allows us to find legal loopholes.
而在这属天的这个国度里面呢，不依赖法律，也不叫人去找法律的漏洞。
In the Sermon on the Mount by Jesus, we see that it's the spirit of love and obedience that is what it means for God's will.
在登山宝训里，耶稣讲的是以爱与顺服神的旨意。
And therefore, we mourn and empathize with those who are marginalized of the society.
所以我们会为这在社会里遭到边缘化的群体，我们而感同身受。
And being a part of the kingdom of God in this world, we also recognize that we are aliens and strangers of this world.
而在属天的天国里面，我们也辨识到自己也是在世上寄居的客旅。
And in the recognition of this, our own identity, this is not a call for us, therefore, to be disengaged and to always be thinking about heaven.
而清楚知道这个身份的，不叫我们与这个世界脱节，只常常想着天堂的事情。
No, the reminder that we are aliens and strangers on this land is this reminder is to tell us always to bring warmth and hospitality to the lost, the lonely, and the unloved.
不是的，这个清楚知道自己的身份在世上是寄居的，是要叫我们要时刻将温暖、将款待带给世上寂寞、世上没人爱的人。
So, brothers and sisters, I asked you, is Jesus your king?
所以弟兄姐妹，请问你，耶稣是你的王吗？
Or is his will just an opinion, a single vote in an argument?
或者耶稣的旨意只不过是一个意见，一个争论中多一票罢了？
Or do you truly believe that God's law is an objective standard that will bring about positive, true transformation for this world?
你是否相信、接受神的准则，并这准则会带来积极的生命改造？
If you truly believe this, If you believe in the morality of God, let us commit this morning to this vision of God.
若你相信神的道德准则，请你委身于神的意向。
And His will and moral standards be our own will and moral standards as well.
让神的旨意和道德准则成为我们的旨意和我们的道德准则。
Let us pray.
让我们同心祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, indeed we recognize that you are our true King. This morning as we commit ourselves to you, Lord, you teach us to see the beauty of your will. And let this be our will as well. As we bring about your kingdom, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.Oh, this we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们现在来奉